Okay. So first thing I will do, as I say, I won't look at the CV and I will ring somebody up, and I literally want to start building rapport from the moment I start talking to them. So from their CV, if I have looked at their CV, you can tell what kind of personality type they are sometimes, but most of that's going to come from your conversation with them. And I always say the same thing as we're always taught, you know, hi, you don't know me. My name's Mandy. I'm a local businesswoman in the area. And I've been going through some CVs on WorkThing or whatever CV database you're using. Is this a good time to talk? Are you open to talking? And they will tell you if they're not in the right frame of mind, or if they've just had an argument or something's happened, which means that you can then arrange another time to talk to them. And what I say is, you know, you don't know me, but actually what I'm doing is I'm working with some people, local people in the area. We've had quite a big growth of our business over the last 12 months, and I'm looking to expand it into, you know, over the years. Sorry, bear with me a second. I've just got a couple of questions on here. Okay. If I go quiet, it's only because I can't multitask. I'm trying to, but I need to answer the questions at the same time. And I came across your CV on WorkThing. Before I get into what I've got, I just want to double check with you. I don't want to waste your time. I certainly don't want to waste hours. Before I get into what I've got, is it that you're looking to stay in the same marketplace that you're in currently? Say, for instance, somebody has a CV that is predominantly working with IT, and that's all the kind of work experience they've had. Then I will say this because I want to double check that they're not just looking at staying in IT. So I say, well, before I get into what I've got, are you planning to stay in the field of IT, or are you open to transferring your existing skills into a different marketplace? I found that sentence works really well because even if they are thinking of staying in IT, some of the curious ones can't help but ask, well, what is it all about then? What is it that you've got? So I've asked them that question, are you open to transferring your skills? And they go, yeah, you know, I'm open to transferring them. It also stops you from going down the route of, let's say you find somebody who has a CV that covers health and nutrition. What you don't want to do is assume in anything. And I've made the mistake before of saying, you know, actually, I couldn't help but look at your CV. I was really impressed with it. And what I really like about it is the fact that you're in the health and nutrition marketplace already. And of course, what I was doing was assuming that their thinking was the same as my thinking. And there was a deathly silence followed by, it's an industry I'm desperate to get out of. So I was going nowhere with her. So my point being, just do not assume. Don't assume anything. So they say that they're open to transferring their existing skills. You say, great. Well, listen. Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about me, or let me tell you a little bit about the company. But I have to say, actually, before I do that, I noticed on your CV, and then I'll pick something up from their CV. So I am going to tell them a little bit about me, but I will try and keep the conversation going a bit more to build a bit more rapport with people for the same reason that I need to know more about them. I need to know what personality type they are, if I can possibly help it or work that out. I need to know whether they are chatty, whether they're entrepreneurial in their mind, whether they are good communicators, all these things I need to know before I'm going to waste some time or spend some time with them or arrange to meet them. So the fact that I don't use the DVD or the website, the only successes I've had, about two to date, have been doing live one-to-ones. I did a load of online one-to-ones, January, February, March of last year, and I got nothing from it. There are no shortcuts to these. I really believe that and I think that's the same with most of our stuff, you know, the live one-to-ones, being in front of somebody, seeing the whites of their eyes, communicating with them as we do with the most communicative, animal on the planet. And that works best for our business. I think everybody on this call would probably agree with me. So, never assume. So you're asking something else about their CV. What I loved about your CV was this particular point, that particular point. I usually just pick something from their profile so that you don't have to download the whole CV and get them talking. And if they don't want to talk, then that's fair enough. If they just say, well, you know, so what is it that you've got then? I'll then just go straight into it and say, okay, well, Actually, what it is, it's quite a visual thing. There's loads of information to share with you. But actually, what we do, we are based in our marketplace is health and nutrition. We're in the sort of look good, feel good market. And we are responsible really for product movement to the end consumer through multiple channels to market. That could be through individuals, it can be through sports therapists, that kind of thing, massage therapists. It can be all sorts of multiple channels. But that's why it's something that's really difficult to explain on the phone. Tell me, is there something here that's worth you investigating more? Is there something here that's worth us chatting about further? Does that sound like the kind of thing that you might be interested in finding out a bit more about? Those kind of questions. Because I want to know if they're open-minded. The usual things come up. Is it sales? And I say exactly the same as we're all shown to say. I just say, oh, that's a funny question. What makes you ask that then? And they'll say, well, because I don't really want to do sales. You say, good. Is that what you're looking for? And they go, no. You go, good. Okay, well, that's good then, because I'm not looking for pushy salespeople. If they say, oh, is this like Amway? The same thing. Well, that's a funny question. What makes you ask that? Or another way of doing it is, well, why? Is that what you're looking for? And they'll go, no. And you say, oh, that's okay then. No, we're not Amway. But it's a visual thing. You know, I really need to sit down and show you what it is that we do. All we need to do is get together for a cup of coffee, and I'll sit down and share some information with you. And then the get out clause comes out all the time. I use this get out clause all the time. I think it's going to be on all of our gravestones, isn't it, for all of us that use it a lot. I don't know if this is going to be for you. I don't know if this is going to be for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But I think you certainly seem for me to have some of the skills that I'm looking for. And then I'll throw in a question. Have you ever considered having your own business or being more in charge of your time before? So here, why I do that way is I want them to start understanding, after having built some rapport with them, that this is not a job. So I want them to know that I'm not going straight in saying this is a self-employed opportunity, because you'll lose people before you've even built the rapport with them. And they then either, some of them will go, oh, is this a self-employed thing? Yes, we are self-employed, although we work under the umbrella of a 32 plus year old company, which has the Investors in People Award for its training and support. And we're also governed by the, or you know, endorsed by the Office of Fair Trading, and in fact we're direct sales association award winners as well. So I'll throw in the odd words depending on what they've said to me. There's no set hard and fast rule. Somebody said to me once, did I have a script? Personally, no, I don't. I know some people do work well with scripts. I think probably I did start with a script, but I think it's really important to just build rapport and just have a conversation. What I think CVs have given me, more than anything else, is they've allowed me to develop my skills with complete strangers, which means that I now feel so confident about talking to anybody about the business, whether it be a one-on-one, whether it be somebody that I've just met in the street, whether it's a cold market call, whether it's even picking up the yellow pages. It gives you confidence. The more you practice, the more confidence it will give you. Okay, so we've got to the stage where they're happy to meet, and I'll say, great, get my diary out. So obviously you're busy, I'm busy too. When can we get together? And I give them the slots that I've got, and I've made slots in my diary as to when I can meet people for one-to-ones. So they have to fit in with me, not me with them. Again, something I've just learned over time that I don't want to pander to them. This is a $2.8 billion business, and I have a gift, and that's the way I see it. And if they can't be bothered to come to me, I have two hotels I use for when in my area. I use the Lion Gate Hotel in Hampton Court, and I use the Hilton. I prefer to use the Lion Gate. I have to say their coffee is better, and it's cheaper, and it's quieter. But choose yourself two places or three places where you're happy to travel to. It's really nice to be in your comfort zone, and you're in your comfort zone when you're in a hotel that you know. It's also really nice when the hotel staff get to know you, because it makes your prospect feel more comfortable that you do this on a regular basis. So you sit down, same thing, one to one, have a cup of coffee, exactly the same information. So you're going to build rapport with them again, cover the things that you've covered before with them on the phone, and do exactly the same thing as we all do with a one to one. So no difference in there. And the only other thing that I was going to really cover tonight, I said this is going to be fairly short, was how to look at their CV and possibly start identifying what kind of personality type they are and how you can use that to your advantage when you're having a conversation. So some personality types are easier to work out than others, and obviously some people will have had people write their CVs for them. That becomes very complicated. But most CVs are written by the individual themselves, and there is quite a drastic difference between them, I've noticed. So I'm going to start with rubies. I'm assuming that we all understand personality types. We've all been on the go soaring, so actually everybody does. But ruby personalities, so very focused, very driven, very target-orientated, very goal-orientated. Rubies are, when you read a profile of a ruby, it's all about them. They've been the greatest. They've been the best at this. They've been the best at that. They've won top award for this, top award for that. Their CV will be bursting out with ruby comments. So they're pretty easy to spot, the true rubies. The great thing about rubies is that they are so easy to work with, because you simply need to help them understand that they are the best. And that sounds like you're not being manipulative by this, but you are letting them know that you understand them. And I think this is really important to take on board with every personality type, isn't it? Understanding that they are a different personality type than you, I think is key. So if I'm not sure if somebody's a ruby, but I've looked at their CV or I've looked at their quota and I'm trying to build rapport with them and I've talked a little bit about them and their goals, I will say, I kind of get the feeling that you're the kind of person who, if I was to give you a goal, you would go above it, exceed it just because you could. Am I right in that? And even using Alan Pease's nodding a couple of times on the phone actually seems to make a difference. And they go, yeah, that's me. Instantly, when you've got that, it means you've got rapport. And I can't tell you get the hang of this. It's such fun working with CVs when you get the hang of this, because immediately you've got the rapport. Because remember what we're paid for. We're paid to get our business in front of another set of eyeballs. That's all we're paid for. So the rapport building is how to get that across. Sapphires. Sapphires are easy if you're a sapphire. I don't have a problem with sapphires. Then stop talking. So with a sapphire talking to another sapphire, you're just going to be bouncing off each other. She's going to be chatting, he's going to be chatting, you're going to be chatting, whatever. Let them talk, though. I found that really hard. Let a sapphire chat away to you. They'll tell you about their life history, and their CV will be very bubbly. It will have a bubbly appearance to it. I can't really describe that other than it will be packed full of things, but they'll be about the excitement, the impact of things. It won't be like a ruby all about me. It will just be very full of information, but not over the top. And with sapphires, you tend to get more of a verbal thing with them. Pearls will be quietly spoken on the phone. They'll have quite soft voices. They often have had caring jobs, but actually they've also often, pearls make great business builders, absolutely great business builders, because they care about other people. Their profile will often be that they like helping others. They like working as a team. They like teamwork. They are supportive. They are caring. They are those kind of things. And with a pearl, it's great if you're not sure with a pearl to say, I'm getting the feeling that you're the kind of person who likes to really help others, who is always there when somebody needs you. Am I right about that? Are you the sort of person that always helps out when somebody really needs you? And they'll go, yeah, that's me. Again, instantly, you've got that rapport building. You can work on that. So you've got that connection. With sapphires, if you're an emerald or if you're a ruby, again, let the sapphires chat. If you just let a sapphire chat away, they'll be as happy as a pig in poo. They really will. They will just be happy to chat away to you. So let them do that. Emeralds. Emeralds will be very structured. Their CVs will be jam-packed with information. It'll be information overload, in my experience. And emeralds do not like people forming them. Emeralds will wonder why you're doing it. They'll be the frosty ones on the phone if you're trying to have a forming conversation with them. If you're trying to get them to open up to why their CV is on the CV database in the first place, because that's another way I do it. So, your CV's on there. Tell me, what sort of things are you looking for? They'll be the frosty ones. They will be the ones that ask lots of questions. Well, what is it? Why can't you tell me what it is? Can you give me some information? Can you send me a website? I'll be totally honest. I struggle with emeralds, but then I'm a sapphire, so probably that explains why. But emeralds, you need to edify them. They need the information. So it is something that they need. They can't do without more information. And I don't see any harm if it's an emerald who really needs that information, say, you know what? I get the feeling that you're the kind of person that needs loads of information. Am I right about that? And they are going to love you for saying it. They say, yeah, I am. I need everything. The minute you edify somebody in whatever personality type they are, you help them to understand that actually you care about them. You're open to listening to them. And then you simply say, okay, well, listen, it's a visual thing. I really do need to sit down and show you. If I took one piece from a jigsaw puzzle and it was a 1,000-piece jigsaw, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you? Use the same phrases that we're taught by Andy. And you can't go far wrong. Okay, so really that is all I wanted to talk about with CVs. The forming comes into everything that we do. Being open to letting them talk about themselves. So I suppose the next step really in the last 10 minutes, because this is only due to be half an hour, is to just ask if anybody's got any questions and anybody wants to add anything or cover anything that I've said. In my summary, I think I put how to get them to come and see you. It is about rapport. It's really straightforward working with CVs. Don't overcomplicate them. They're exactly the same as any other form of prospecting. Yes, you might need to do more to get the practice in. But I've found now that CVs are pretty easy to get one-to-ones with. They have the same attrition rate. They come to BPs and it's not for them, or they don't come to BPs or whatever. It doesn't really, it's exactly the same as any other kind of cold market. So if anybody's got any questions, if you want to stick your hands up now, or somebody has a question there, let's just see what that one is. Oh. Okay. Trying to think if there's anybody here on the call who. Okay, sorry, there's a question here from Sarah. Is it Sarah? Sarah. Sorry if I missed this right at the beginning, but where do you get your CVs from? Okay. Sarah, what we do with CVs is. Oh, I've lost my questions. We have a CV database that we use. There's quite a few people use it now. And we run it on a rolling contract. So it is getting quite chocker actually with CVs. But if you are looking to do this for the first time, then just email me and I can explain how it works. But we get it from a place called WorkThing. So we're a syndicate that's joined together and we sort of pay for it monthly. It's turned out to be quite a good value because at the moment it's something like £6.50 per week it ends up. There will be some free weeks at the end because we have had a few people, new people joining us. So that's where we get it from. But you can get your CVs anywhere. So if you're part of another group, you can actually get your CVs anywhere you like. But if you want to take part in that one, obviously email me separately. Okay, another question. Does that answer your question, Sarah? Where do you find the CVs as I've not done this before? Okay. Again, work thing. You can find CVs on there's various different sites that you can access CVs from. If you just type in CV databases, there's loads of them out there. Work thing, I think, combines, they've just updated Work thing and it combines Fish for Jobs along with Work thing's original one, because I don't know about other users of Work thing. I was finding last year that some people had been on there for quite some time and weren't aware their CV was still on there. They're very much more updated now. So As long as you, whatever CV database you decide to use, if you get a group of you together to use a CV database, what you do need to make sure is that it's current and that they're not just CVs that have been hanging around forever. So I hope that answers that question. Any other questions? Let me see who's on here. See if I can, because it's boring listening to me all night, isn't it? Who have we got on here that's used CVs before? Can anybody put their hands up and say they've used CVs before? I know there's a few people on here. James, are you on here? Are you chatting? How are you getting on with CVs? Or Jane, anybody that's had some results with CVs, if you'd like to put your speaker on, I can unmute you and get your experience of how you found them. Kathy, you're on there. Kathy, are you open to having a chat? Hi, Kathy, can you hear me? No, she clearly can't hear me. Okay. Okay. No more questions. You've CV. Sorry, Helen. Is that Helen? Helen, I've only got half a box here. So, Helen, if you just... Where are you on my list? Is that Helen Parker? Helen, I'm going to unmute you. Can you hear me now? Hi, Helen. You're unmuted. Okay, no mic. A lot of one-to-ones, but not being able to get anyone to the BP yet. Okay. So, Helen, I can't hear you, so I'm presuming that your microphone doesn't work or isn't working. Let me just unmute Jane. Let's try and deal with that question, Jane, because it might be just the 5% tweak that makes the 100% difference. Jane, I've unmuted you.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
You've got a voice.
Pardon?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
I've unmuted you. I'm throwing you in the deep end now. Tell me, I mean, is there anything here that's different or that because sometimes it's just that 5% tweak, isn't it?
I think what's changed actually is I left it alone for a little while because I got so fed up of speaking to loads of people and not getting anybody to BP. I felt like I was banging my head against a brick wall. But I think actually, because I did the Go Soaring course, I feel a lot more confident in myself. Mm. And I think I'm more assertive with people now. So I've been really focusing this week and getting one-to-ones booked, and I've got 3 or 4 already booked this week. So I'm just going to see how they go.
Fantastic. And
but
you're right.
I'm coming from a different place now, and I think that's partly it as well. It's just I'm more confident in myself and what I've got my hands on, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree. I think... The more you, when I first started using CVs, I tell you, I just thought, oh God, this is impossible because I didn't have any of my own abilities to build rapport with people. And that just comes and comes and comes the more you practice. And the Go Soaring course was fantastic, wasn't it? So that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Jane Bershnoff has used CVs extensively. Sorry, Jane, I'm just going to mute you and then unmute Jane Bershnoff. Jane, what's your take on CVs? What feedback have you had and results that you've had from them? How do you feel about them? Jane, can you hear me? Never mind. She hasn't got a speaker. I'm going to read you out what Jane says. Don't have my speaker on, but I've been using them since the beginning of the year and think they're great and they're a constant source of prospects. Yeah, absolutely. And Jane's had some really, I know for a fact, Jane's had some really good people come into her team this year from CVs as well. So, you know, they are a great source of prospects. Did you ever give out more information about the company on the phone? That was from Sue Barclay. I don't give a huge amount. I would give the name if they asked. It's a personal preference for you. I'm more interested in the person and I want to meet the person. I'm always conscious that they can Google it and, you know, think something that it isn't or think it's something that it isn't. You know, even to the point where I'm thinking of changing my name, to be honest, because you can Google my name and come straight up with Forever Living's website. So I don't give my whole name sometimes. I don't want people to make assumptions based on things they don't know, but it is a personal preference. I wouldn't have a problem with giving them the name of the company at all if they specifically ask for it. I'm not going to not tell them. But I would rather get in front of people and then ask them, tell me, have you heard of Forever? That's just my opinion. And Jane's just added something here. You do need to make lots of calls, but I'm getting 3 one-to-ones out of every 6 or 7 calls, and my sponsoring numbers are 1 to 20. Well, that's perfect, isn't it? 1 in 20 is what we expect cold market calls to be. So, Jane, you should be doing this webinar, girl. Fantastic. That's a really good result. Really, really good result. And Helen's just said, I do think it's all about confidence. I agree. So yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's about building your confidence. And they are a constant source of leads, and it really helps to psychologically get your numbers up to the right level as well. Because when you have a target to reach that you're setting yourself of, say, 5 calls if you're working full time, 5 calls or 5 contacts a day, or 5 significant conversations a day when you're working part time, and 10 when you're working full time, what I used to do with these is use them specifically to make up my numbers, because that makes you feel good inside. And when it makes you feel good inside, it means that you're doing the right activity, and the rest just slots in. So, okay, so we are now at 9:30. Any other questions that come up? If anybody has any more questions, then now's the time to answer them. My sound isn't working. Sorry, I'm not sure who that was. It's partly knowing that there is an endless supply of numbers that means I can let go of the outcome. I can't read who said that. Is that Helen Taylor? Yeah, Helen, sorry, you just said exactly what I've just said. You're so right. I firmly believe that is a major part of why we should use them, or why we use them. And yes, another one from Jane Birchenough. Jane, you're a star. I always ask for referrals if I like someone and they're not interested. Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is, obviously, from one-to-ones, after one-to-ones with people, I put them on Facebook. I really think Facebook is an underused tool. I have sponsored from Facebook from people who've gone onto there from cold market CVs. I don't put things about Forever on there. I put positive stuff and positive. I don't put a huge amount of personal stuff either. I put little snippets of things. As we were taught on the Go Soaring course, if you don't want it on page 3 of the Sun, then don't put it onto Facebook. But you can use Facebook really effectively to build rapport with people, even though they don't even know it, because you're speaking to lots and lots of people. I've got a message here. Thank you very much for that comment. It's very kind. Right, how do you think I feel? Try sneeze. Is that Kathy Sneeze? I'm not sure, Kathy. How long on average are your calls? Great question from Kathy. No longer than about 3 or 4 minutes, even to a sapphire. I think the longest call I've ever had is 5 minutes, and that probably was to a sapphire, where we just hit it off like a house on fire. Having said that, you can hit it off with people and then they still don't turn up. So, same as anything else. It's good use of time, as you don't have to go contact marketing to get numbers. Yep, you're right. And you can call people one after another. It's also something to bear in mind that it is also a good use of time. But here's something to remember that I really had to, poke myself in the eyes about a few times. They don't know that you're going to call them. So it's really important that you stick to your guns with your calls, because only you know how many you're calling. And you can think you're really busy and you're not. That's a pleasure, Annette. Thank you very much. Who wants to speak to me, Mo? Lynn, yes, of course. Of course, Lynn, I'll speak to you. You still haven't. Who's that says they still haven't paid? I'm only getting half of my comments, but oh, right, okay, yes, we'll get you up there, Mark. Don't worry, we'll sort that out. Thank you for your help. That's a pleasure. Great way to stay at home. Yeah, it's great to stay at home, Mum. It's great use of time. Don't forget that when you're out in the town shopping, drinking, then contact market. Then quite right, contact marketing is fastest. It's a pleasure, Jane, although I think you are well equipped far more equipped than I am. Okay, so if that's the case, we'll call it a day. For anybody who wasn't on the call, if you've got people in your teams who weren't on the call, I have recorded this. I have no idea whether I'm going to be able to send it to people, but hopefully I can.